Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Don Money. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The DH, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Dick Davis. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. And now, play ball. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Norwood. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bostock. Bando reaches second base with a double. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bando moves to third. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bando tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. Adams reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to third. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. It's Brewers, 1, Twins, 1. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norwood. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Norwood steals second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norwood scores. Wilfong moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Wilfong moves to third. Bostock moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-1 in the game. Lescano takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Norwood hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Bando moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bando moves to third. Two outs. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bando scores. Kirkpatrick moves to third. It's Brewers, 2, Twins, 2. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick scores. Davis moves to third. It's 3-2, Brewers. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilfong strikes out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lescano strikes out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 2 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bando strikes out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 3, Twins, 3. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Norwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilfong. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Wilfong steals second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bostock is walked intentionally. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into right field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Haney is called out on strikes. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a line drive towards third. Cubbage reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 3 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heil. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Heil steals second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heil moves to third. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lescano hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-3 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cubbage for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Norwood hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilfong moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilfong scores. Bostock moves to third. It's 4-3, Twins. Bob McClure now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-4 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.